Go ahead, speaking.
Hi, may I speak to Mr. Artistiddle?
That would be me.
Hi, this is Benita from XPO.
Yes.
Our installer called and said that he asked you to have your driveway so he could have a path in to get into your home.
Yes.
And he's calling, and I'm just calling to verify if you did that so they can bring your...
If I did that, let me tell you exactly. Maybe he's not even telling you the whole story, because he called me. He's like 10 minutes away, okay? I understand you guys would need a pathway, but that was not communicated to me until 10 minutes before. And at that point, I could have not even be home and have to meet you at the house. So how am I going to make that happen? So I explained that to him. Guess what he told me? So if there is not a pathway, I can drop it. I can deliver it, but I will not be able to install it. Tell me, how's the pathway going to help you install it?
Okay, I do apologize.
I don't want you to understand me, because sound like somebody who doesn't want to do their job more than the pathway. Because if there is not a pathway, I can deliver it, but I won't be able to install it. So you need the pathway to install it, or you need the pathway to bring it into my door? Because how are you going to drop it off? How are you going to deliver it? Still deliver it without the pathway, but you cannot install it without the pathway. Unless you were dropping it on the corner of the street. That's what it does sound to me. When he said that, I'm like, well, at this point, sir, you can do whatever, sorry for my language, you can do whatever the fuck you want, because obviously you don't sound like somebody who want to do your job. Look like somebody who apparently on a Saturday morning, he's in a rush. He like, oh, perfect situation. I'll just like drop it off and not install it because he doesn't have a pathway. Because you telling me that 10 minutes before and you expect me to abide by that, and I'm telling you that's not going to happen. Oh, I can drop it off, but I won't be able to install it. How does that even make sense?
Yes, sir. If he was able to drop it off, he should be able to install
yes,
it.
Yes, if you're telling me you will drop it off, but you won't be able to install it, and I'm getting a hood. A stove hood. This is not a two-man carry. That thing is light as hell.
Okay.
Some people, they have a job. They don't even have any respect for that job. They want to do whatever they want whenever they want to.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know at this point, because he called me back. I'm sorry for my language. Literally, I called my master. My master told, listen, sir, you are a grown man. You got a job to do. You know what you have to do. You do not need somebody to tell you this is what you got to do. You need how to. You know how to follow the policy. You follow the policy. You do what you got to do. But you're not calling me, telling me like, I call my supervisor. This is and that. No, but I will deliver it. But I won't be able to install it because you do not have a pathway. Are you gonna sit on my pathway to install it?
So you would just need to call Best Buy and have someone to come back out there.
Well, I will, but trust me, it's going to cost them, because with everything that's going on, everything that I had to go through, with even getting this in the first place, I don't know, you're going to have to do something. I'm tired of this. And you guys need to work on with your employees. This is ludicrous. Or was I talking to a 5-year-old child who doesn't even understand the concept? Like, you're gonna deliver it but not install it because there's not a pathway. Does that even make any sense at all?
Okay, I will. Yeah, you would just need to contact Best Buy and have that rescheduled.
I will.
And I do apologize.
And the name of your of the deliver whoever was delivering it today, was like his name, please? Was that Anthony?
Yes. Uh huh.
Okay. If ever I'm getting anything delivered, his name show up. You guys best believe that I'm not dealing with a retard like that. Because actually, what I was getting installed, I would not trust him with a statement like that to even try to help me out with it. Doesn't sound like the brightest in the room.
Okay. Yeah, I would just contact Best Buy.
I'm going to do that, but I'm just letting you know. Your employee, you guys need to check your employees because, like, how can you have somebody install? Because when I contacted Best Buy, it's about one of the touch button on that one that I have here that's not working. So how would someone like that be able to help me if there is some kind of configuration that needs to be done? Because apparently, like, you don't sound like somebody who even know what you're doing.
Okay, well, I did put that in the notes that you did not want him coming back out there.
No, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling using XPO. You have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.